Shane, congratulations on your win. That's four league titles on the trot now for Glengad.
Thanks a million, PJ. Yeah, that's four league titles now. And it's a hard league to win. You know, today was a tight game. Ailey are a very good side. And, I mean, it's no coincidence that the next two finals up for grabs is at Glengad and Ailey again in those finals. I think the game itself is we knew that a draw would do us today, but it's not the ideal situation when you walk into a game like that there and you're looking for a draw. So we went there to win the game, which we did, and delighted to do so. There's no easy games in it. They're all very tight, competitive games. Greencastle, Kilmaine's always been a side that you know, we'll put it up to the best of them. There's no easy games in it. And all the teams this year, I think, have strengthened from last year. So it made it all, you know, it made it harder for us this year to win it. But I mean, our boys are well used at handling pressure, and they're a great bunch, to be honest.
And as you mentioned there, there's a bit more left to win this season. You're going for four cups or four titles in total this season, I think.
We've won the League Cup now. We've won the league today, so we have the Credit Union final next week. And we have the Charlie O'Donnell final the following week. Again, hopefully we can manage to win. But I mean, from the players' point of view, winning today, the pressure's off them. It's kind of monkey off the back a wee bit to win four in a row, you know. There's no easy games in it. They're all very tight, competitive games. Greencastle, Kilmaine's always been a side that you know, we'll put it up to the best of them. There's no easy games in it. And all the teams this year, I think, have strengthened from last year. So it made it all, you know, it made it harder for us this year to win it. But, I mean, our boys are well used at handling pressure, and they're a great bunch, to be honest.
I know it might be a little bit early to ask, but do you think many of today's team will be featuring in the next two finals?
I haven't even thought about it, PJ, to be honest with you. I think that's... we'll see how the boys are after today. There's a lot of boys getting knocks and with a few slight injuries and stuff like that there. So we'll assess that during the week, and then we'll look to see what the best team that I can put out for Glengad for the final next Sunday would be.